When she's not talking about food on the radio, here on KRCB, Michelle Jordan is writing about it. And she's been prolific lately, seeing 6 separate titles published within the past 12 months.
Last November, More Than Meatballs came out. And then I had 5 more books to work on, and I wrote nonstop until I think it was April, when everything was ripped out of my hands and sent wherever it gets sent for printing.
Those last 5 are titles in her Good Cooks series on tomatoes, mustard, salt and pepper, oil and vinegar, and the Good Cooks Journal. They're all updates of earlier books, but Jordan says that doesn't mean they were simple projects.
They were books that I'd written in the 90s almost overnight. So I documented all the changes, but in many instances, so much had changed. I'm a much more confident writer and a much more confident cook at this point in my life. So I feel like I had a surer footing on the recipes. I really feel I know what works for home cooks at this point in my life. So all the recipes are either brand new or fully revised, where there's been new information and there's substantial new information about olive oil around the world. All that new information was added in.
That concept for a series of books tightly focused on essential ingredients grew directly out of her own kitchen.
I just went through the pantry, the things I most care about. Got to have great olive oil. You need some acid, so there you have vinegar. You can't live without salt. Mustard is one of the oldest and most popular condiments. And then how could I not include tomatoes? There were no contemporary tomato books at the time that first came out in 95.
While there are, of course, recipes and cooking techniques in her books, Jordan also devotes substantial space to the origins and history of each of her subjects.
A quarter to a third of each book is narrative, and I just like to dig down into the history, the geography, the botany, the mythology, which is certainly the case with things like salt and pepper, and to some degree olive oil.
But when it comes time to put these ingredients into action, she takes pains to chart a clear path for home cooks.
Because I cook for myself and my family and my friends, and I've been cooking in a home kitchen since I was 7, I'm a pretty natural home cook. But then because I also have chef skills, I can go into that technical world and bring out advice that can be really valuable to the home cook.
But Jordan is also out to offer ideas rather than instructions.
I try to teach, I try to entertain, and I try to inspire. Julia Child was one of many people who said, we learn how to cook so we don't need recipes. Sort of cutting my own throat, work-wise, I guess. That's part of my goal, too.
For her own inspiration, Jordan relies on the agricultural abundance around her here in Sonoma County.
I think it's everything. Sonoma is just in my bones and has been since I almost drowned in the Russian River when I wasn't quite 3. And I remember my first breath when I started breathing again. I consider that my Sonoma baptism. And I'm so inspired by the earth and by the fog and our farms and just how easy it is to eat well if you just pay a tiny bit of attention.
Accordingly, one of her new current projects is what she calls The Big Book on Sonoma, which she says will be her 3rd and last volume on the local subject. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.